This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. After 4 days of attacks and fighting along the Gaza border, Israel reports more than 1,000 deaths there, and the Gaza Health Ministry says 900 people have died. The U.S. says at least 14 Americans have been killed. CBS's MTS Tayyab reports.
It's been another tense and dramatic day here in Israel, particularly at the southern border, as Israel and Hamas continue to exchange rocket fire. One of those Hamas rockets landing in a village in southern Israel. But inside Gaza, Israel continues to pound the coastal territory relentlessly, a territory which is full of people, around 2.5 million Palestinians.
The Biden administration says it will provide further military support to Israel.
We stand with Israel.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden reiterated U.S. support for Israel.
We will make sure the Jewish and democratic state of Israel can defend itself today, tomorrow, as we always have.
The U.S. is surging additional military assistance, including ammunition and missile interceptors. It's also sharing intelligence to help with hostage recovery. Americans are among the captives.
That's CBS's Natalie Brand reporting. While speaking to reporters about the Israel-Hamas war, recently ousted House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was asked whether he'll make another run for the gavel. McCarthy says he will vote for whichever candidate gets Republican support.
If this conference continues to allow 4% of the conference to partner with Democrats when 96% of the Republicans want something else, they will never lead.
Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan have made their pitches to become House Speaker. A closed test vote is expected tomorrow morning in preparation for the floor vote. Two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies are severely burned during a fire inside a mobile shooting range. KNX's Pete Dimitri reports.
The 53-foot-long trailer serves as a firing range. A trailer caught fire from an unknown source, causing the thick bullet-absorbing rubber coating to burn, along with ammunition and other equipment. Firefighters took almost 3 hours to totally contain that blaze.
CBS's Jim Krasula has details of a new report related to climate change.
Billions of people could struggle to survive in intense heat and humidity within this century. That's the numbing conclusion of a new study by Purdue and George Mason Universities. Brutally hot weather could include areas such as the Midwest.
Category 4 Hurricane Lidia hits Mexico's Pacific coast, making landfall earlier near Puerto Vallarta, packing 140-mile-per-hour winds and threatening to bring flooding and mudslides. Mexico's government has deployed around 6,000 members of the armed forces to help residents. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenaire.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Tuesday, October 10th. It's Tuesday. That means Dominic Salvia is here as my co-host while Kristen is on maternity leave. How you doing? Boy, you are busy and like all over the Civic Media Network.
Yeah, lots of things to talk about, Jane. Always a pleasure to join you on Tuesday. Thank you.
Oh, always great to have you here. And of course, it's always great to have Greg Bach on the board.
He's a soup fan.
I'm a soup fan. We got off on this weird soup discussion this morning about what a perfect... Last week when you were here, we all went out for lunch after the show, and we were sitting outside because
it beautiful
was so beautiful.
Downtown, some sunshine, a little breeze, good food outside, shorts and flip-flops. And
that's
today.
Gone.
Wearing pants and tennis shoes today, Jing. What's going on in Wisconsin?
That's why it's kind of a soupy kind of day.
Yes, indeed.
Maybe we'll take your favorite soups a little bit later on, but we did want to start off, and I know Earl spent quite a bit of time talking about this morning, about the war between Israel and that's going on in Palestine and some really tragic numbers. Israel does say it has retaken control of the border with Gaza, but at least 900 dead in Israel, at least 770 dead in Gaza. Those numbers will likely rise. We will pass that information along as we get it. But we're going to start things off this morning with a piece that just came out about an hour ago from Scott Bauer from the Associated Press, and it's related to newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz and whether or not she should recuse herself from a redistricting lawsuit.
Hell no, she shouldn't recuse herself.
And you know who agrees with you?
Who?
Former Justice Prosser.
What?
Yeah. Yep. Justice Prosser, former Justice Prosser, David Prosser, was asked by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, along with two other former justices, to review the possibility of impeaching Justice Janet. On Friday, Prosser sent Robin Voss an email, seemingly just before Justice Janet announced she wasn't going to recuse, because that happened on Friday, too. David Prosser says, do not move forward with impeachment. He had to turn over the email to the liberal watchdog group American Oversight.
Thank you, American Oversight.
Part of a FOIA request. It's an open records request, and here's what it says, quote, to sum up my views, there should be no effort to impeach Justice Protasiewicz on anything we know now. Impeachment is so serious, severe, and rare that it should not be considered unless the subject has committed a crime or the subject has committed indisputable corrupt conduct while in office. That's kind of surprising. Or is it?
Well, it's surprising. Proper. I think it's the right response. I think it's accurate. It's, you know, but yes, the fact that it comes from a conservative, the fact that it comes from someone like Prosser.
Right.
Wow. I mean, that's good to hear.
That seems pretty big to me. But I do think that our friend Greg Bach has a slightly different take on this.
I think that what Justice Prosser is doing is
Something similar to what we saw the U.S. Supreme Court do earlier this year, which is when Congress was trying to get in there saying, hey, we wanted to give some oversight. You know, everything's going on with Justice Thomas and
Alito.
Maybe it's time for some oversight to come into the court. I mean, you guys have it pretty simple, pretty easy. And all of them, including the liberal ones, said, no, we're good. We're good. We're fine. Don't need your help. We're fine. We do things the way we do it. You don't need to come in here. The house is a mess. We don't have time. We don't have time for company right now.
Yeah.
And I think what Prosser is doing is sort of the same way, protecting that world that he's a part of, even though he's not in it now, he's a part of it. Mm. And he's protecting those roles, because if they come a knocking for Judge Janet, who's to say that a liberal group won't come knocking for one of their own?
That's a great point, Greg. Also, Scott Bauer reporting at the AP in the email, Prosser said he did not think Protasiewicz met the standard for impeachment, which is reserved for corrupt conduct in office or for crimes and misdemeanors. She had not committed a crime or corrupt conduct, Prosser said. Quote, in my view, corrupt conduct is not a term that is open to a mere political grievance. If that were the case, legislative bodies could be trading questionable impeachments with considerable frequency. Prosser cautioned that using impeachment to delay or affect the outcome of any single case will be viewed as unreasonable partisan politics. Hell, he must have been listening to the devil's advocates last night, Jay, because that was my point. Because if that's the case, if you're just going to willy-nilly impeach because, well, sooner or later, whether the Republicans think it's going to happen or not, there will someday be, you know, Dems in charge of the state legislature. And when you want a tit for tat on that? Hell no. And maybe, as Greg says, you know, he's also taken a position to protect, at least as best he can, you know, the rule of law, which makes sense, but also a separate political branch of government in the judicial branch.
I wish this was a good faith argument.
You wish it was just bathed in a altruistic soup?
Because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't buy that, but I can't disagree that there is no reason for her to recuse herself. Especially since we know what some of our other justices said when they were running for the Supreme Court.
No question. And not only did she said it afterwards, but she made her comments about her feelings, her opinion on it. And I think anybody, if you look at the facts, can come up with that same opinion. Now, if you're going to be totally biased and partisan, and Robin Voss, no, it's nothing to do with the map. It's like greater ideas and better ideas and better candidates. Well, if that was the case, you wouldn't have gone through the effort and the secrecy back in the day when you had, you know, everybody come and sign non-disclosure agreements on a campus offsite with your law firm to go, street by street, bit by bit, and tell them, hey, you're going to be plus two here, you're going to be plus two there. If that were the case, they would not have gone through that effort. So, of course, that is a thing. But she also said, I want this. This is my opinion. I'm going to look at this with an open mind. You know, that she said something to that effect. Well, it gives her a caveat, it gives her an out. She didn't say, I'm going to rule this way on this case. So this is just, you know, the Republicans, in my mind, just see the writing on the wall. You know, there's people that come on, she won by 200,000 plus votes. That's a big kick for the Republicans, yes. And they're having a hard time dealing with that.
Yes, they are. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Do you think, is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice David Prosser out with his opinion. And don't forget that he is one of the former justices tapped by Popcorn King Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to look at whether or not Justice Janet Protasiewicz should recuse herself. So he says no. He says there's no reason to do it. In order to justify that, she would have to have done a crime. She did not crime, as far as we know.
There's
no corrupt conduct. She hasn't even been there long enough to do anything corrupt. Doesn't it take longer than that? Come on. So, when you go back to what Brian Hagedorn said about Planned Parenthood, what Rebecca Dallet said in some of her previous writings, if that...
I mean, Bradley?
Bradley. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, if that was okay, then why not this?
Then why not this? So, of course. Heather Sawyer, the American Oversight's executive director, said this. Justice Prosser's opinion letter demonstrates why Speaker Voss's secret panel needs to operate in public. We still don't know everyone involved or what other work has been done, and we'll keep pressing to ensure that the people of Wisconsin have full transparency and accountability regarding the speaker's impeachment plans. We would not know this if not for American oversight. I don't think prosecutor, he didn't release this, us as soon as he got it, right?
Right, right, right. Like, no, it was a FOIA request. It was an open records request. 844-967-2789 if you want to check in. We have Joe from Appleton on the phone. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Good morning, guys.
So, what do you think?
I think with Prosser's statement and with Voss's statement yesterday, where he didn't bring up impeachment, he did bring up taking it to the Supreme Court. I think he's signaling that they're going to back off impeachment, but they'll just try to appeal any negative ruling to SCOTUS. Good luck there. Which, yeah, I guess this is good news.
we're so grudging about it. Yes, okay, it's good. I know, but
well, the thing is, I wrote a song. I wrote and recorded a song. It was a parody of Richmond, north of Richmond. It was all about the Wisconsin GOP, and it was going to be steeped in this whole impeachment thing. And now it's just kind of worthless. No one's going to care.
Oh, now you got to rewrite it, Joe. It's got new lyrics and stuff.
There's nothing much left. I mean, I was all set to record the video. Fake red beard and everything.
Oh.
I mean, this was going to be big. I was ready for the fame. And
Joe, I would just say, man, hang on to the tunes, man. Maybe you have to rewrite it. But the good news is these Republicans are still in control here, generally, in the state of Wisconsin, certainly in the legislature. And it won't be long before they're pushing us up against the precipice of another constitutional crisis. So just keep it in your back pocket, Joe. I'm sure next week will bring new tunes.
Otherwise, Joe, you can always send it to Greg Bach. We can put it into our bumper rotation.
There we go, man.
We're happy to do that.
No, it's worthless now. No one cares anymore.
Joe, believe in yourself.
Come on, you can do it, Joe.
Waste of time now.
Why are we here?
Hang in there, Joe. Thank you for calling.
All right, guys.
Have a great day. 844-967-2789. What do you think? Text and or call and let us know how you feel about the former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice David Prosser coming out with his opinion that newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz should not recuse herself from the Fair Maps conversation. I think this is good.
Impeachment is so serious, severe, and rare that it should not be considered unless the subject has committed a crime or the subject has committed indisputable corrupt conduct while in office.
And there is no proof of that. There is no proof of that.
I'm curious. I would assume, since American Oversight, if this is a FOIA request, would have received everything. So it was. Are there any other opinions? Are there any other Supreme Court justices that have given their take on
right.
it? Love to hear that.
Absolutely.
I'd love to hear someone come out. I'd like to hear Voss or some other Republican say, no, Prosser's totally wrong, and here's why.
Yeah.
If you don't hear that, he's right. Because he's right. Of course he's right.
844-967-2789. We are going to break. We'll take your calls and your texts when we come back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, 39 degrees here in the overnight with light winds across the area. Plentiful sunshine working back into the forecast on Wednesday. Light east winds at the high 58. A few clouds Wednesday night. By Thursday, though, a chance for some afternoon rain. Currently 49 degrees.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back. Matt Flynn, direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. In my opinion, we've come to a crisis in our government, in Congress. We talk a lot about the speakership, about the House, and we'll be talking about that, but I'm going to talk about the Senate right now. Do you realize that right now we have no ambassador to Israel from the United States, no ambassador to Egypt? Both of them obviously flank Gaza because Ted Cruz and Rand Paul held up their pinky and said, we object. We have no coordinator. This is a position that requires Senate approval for counterterrorism. None. J.D. Vance and Josh Hawley are blocking any money to go to Ukraine. Tommy Tuberville continues to block well over 300 promotions of admirals and generals when we're facing real military threats around the world. Rand Paul, back in 2022, blocked funding for Iron Dome, for simply replenishing Iron Dome, which saved Israel from destruction by Iranian rockets coming from Gaza, coming from Hezbollah. And he did it four times. Remember also, and there are other ambassadorships they're blocking. You remember Niger? It's an African country. You don't think of it very often. Spelled N-I-G-E-R. Fine little country. Had a government that was favorable to us. There was an Islamic insurgency. Rand Paul blocked an ambassador from our country to go there. Any coordination. The Islamic insurgency overcame the incumbent administration that was for us. Now, in all the public places over in Niger, you see the Russian flag. They're inviting the Russians in, and their Islamic gangs are murdering Christians. Now, enough's enough. Let me tell you something. In our Constitution, there is no provision that a single senator can stop our foreign policy, can stop ambassadors to Israel and Egypt, to stop an ambassadorship to Niger. They're also stopping ambassadors to Oman and Kuwait. They're doing this to try to disrupt our country so that people will think it's Biden's fault and elect Donald Trump. That's what they're doing this for. They're blocking a coordinator for counterterrorism, which I don't even think should take Senate confirmation. They're blocking aid to Ukraine. They're blocking more than 300 promotions. They even blocked Iron Dome replenishment, which is a defensive measure that saves Israel, our ally, from rockets, Iranian rockets, coming from Hezbollah and Gaza. Now, if any of those items were put to a vote, it would pass 92 to 8, maybe 91 to 9. But these people are chicken hawks. They're traitors to the United States. But what about the other 90 senators? The Republicans won't agree to waive the ability to block. And the Democrats are buttercups, all of them. I've seen many of them interviewed. I know some of them. I've met some of them. They're friends of mine. But they're asked, well, isn't this terrible? And they say, yes, it's terrible. He really should let us vote on the ambassador. Hey, Jack, why don't you vote on the ambassador? What do you mean, why let us? What do you think Fighting Bob would have done when he was in the Senate? What do you think Bill Proxmire would have done when he was in the Senate? This is unconstitutional. Nothing in the Constitution says he can do this. The reason is because unanimous consent cements the idea that they belong to the most exclusive club in the world. All of their vanities demand that illusion of power. But here we have senators who are out to hurt the United States and hurt our allies, and none of them will do anything. And I'll tell you what's increasingly obvious to me. This is not going to be a good election year for incumbents, because some of them are chicken hawks and traitors, fringe in the Republican Party, and the rest are buttercups. I'm poor little buttercup, sweet little buttercup, nothing that I can do. I'm damn tired of it. Going to the lines. Todd or Billy, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Todd or Billy?
Hey, Matt, just to kind of echo what you're saying, I mean, it's incredible to think about, you know, when we think about the both sidesism and kind of just the really deep complaints that we have about our elected officials and the Republican Party. They're absolutely cowardly and un-American and traitorous stances. They just want anarchy and chaos. And then, you know, on the Democratic side, you know, it is a valid criticism, but just such a different criticism to be able to say about them. They're too timid, right? You know, they're worried about getting along in their workplace, and that's bad. But oh my gosh, it's one millionth as bad as what's going on the other side. I understand how people get frustrated with our party, but oh my gosh, you know, it's so far from being proportionate in terms of our complaints. I mean, we're complaining about our party in terms of not saving the Republicans from themselves many times.
Right. No. I want to pick up on that real quick because we're going to a break. It's the Republicans' fault, no question about it. But we have a majority put in a resolution to get rid of unanimous consent for these things. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Baby, I love you. Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, 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 yeah.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News special report, President Biden's words on the attacks on Israel leave no doubt about where he stands, says CBS's Natalie Brand.
Vowing the U.S. will stand with Israel, President Biden called the Hamas attacks an act of sheer evil.
More than 1,000 civilians slaughtered.
Hundreds of Palestinians have been killed by Israeli airstrikes.
Liat Vox's ex-husband and former brother-in-law are among the 1,200 people that Israel says have died.
This is what that hurt. Heads were taking off. Babies were taking into Gaza Strip. Grandmother with Alzheimer's. don't have their medicine. We're taking hostage.
Hamas militants holding civilians and Israeli soldiers hostage have threatened to execute a captive for each home in Gaza hit without warning. Israel has destroyed large sections of Gaza during airstrikes. There's no indication Hamas has made good on the threat. CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
We had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media,
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, let me tell you about a lawsuit that Donald Trump is involved in that I will bet that most people listening did not know about. No, it's not anything here in the United States. It's in the UK. The High Court over there released information on a lawsuit that he filed. They have very different rules on transparency and on access to courtrooms and even access to the files in them. But it turns out that Donald Trump brought a suit for defamation. Remember, defamation has two prongs, libel and slander. Libel is written defamation, or else defamation that is uttered on television or radio because there's a wide audience, and slander is verbal defamation. But defamation, overall, the umbrella, is anything that is said, written, or spoken that tends to lower the person it was said about in the esteem of the community and is, objectively speaking, a very bad thing. You could say somebody committed a crime, somebody has a communicable disease, and if it's false, that's defamation. That's just two examples. Well, you remember the Christopher Steele report that said that Trump, the most salacious thing was that he was compromised in a Moscow hotel room, and he's actually acted afraid of Putin, servile to Putin. This seems to back that up. But a lot of the other things in it checked out. That didn't not check out. It's just that people say, where's the video? Well, the Ruskies have the video, but let's put that aside. Let's say you don't believe there was a video. It also has a shocking revelation, and it was published by BuzzFeed. But I don't remember reading this, and certainly it hasn't gotten a lot of press attention here. In that M16 report, because they call it the Steele report, but M16 is in effect kind of like the CIA and the FBI combined over Merrill Lingham in the UK. And this is an M16 report, not just Christopher Steele. And in this report, it says that Vladimir Putin had groomed Donald Trump for the presidency for 5 years before he was elected. So that'd be around 2011. He groomed him. That he was, Trump was supported and directed by Putin, and that Trump has been compromised by the FSB. The FSB, you remember, is the KGB. It's their federal secret spy, vicious type of guy's service. They just disclosed that Trump now has filed a defamation lawsuit, a libel lawsuit in this case, against a number of defendants over there, including Steele, but others as well. All of them stand by the accuracy of this report. There's a hearing coming up on October 16th. That's next Monday. That's next Monday. I hadn't heard about that. And Donald Trump has a very, very severe obstacle, because one of the Ruskies also sued on it in the UK. A guy named Alexei Gubarov. He sued back in 2020. Said it was false. And in October of 2020, a British judge dismissed his claim. So Trump has the obstacle on October 16 of convincing a judge in the UK that if a Rusky brought it, the suit, and said it was false, okay, it was dismissed. But if he brings it, there's something different. What's different? What facts are different? The fact that we have a guy going into this election 2024 who is credibly accused, and I'll give you a couple of examples, of being supported and directed by Putin, having been groomed by Putin for 5 years before he was elected, and having been compromised by the FSB, and the Republican Party rallies behind this. What happened to Ronald Reagan? Ronald Reagan talked about the evil empire. What happened to bipartisan opposition to Russia and Russian communism and now Russia mafiaism, going from Truman to Eisenhower to Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Carter, Gerald Ford, Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Obama, and of course, Joe Biden. And only Donald Trump is servile, like a puppy, like a girlfriend to Vladimir Putin. Says he's a genius, says the invasion of Ukraine was genius. He got all that land for $2 in sanctions. That's a direct quote. Sitting in a Helsinki press conference and telling the world that he trusts Vladimir Putin and not our CIA and FBI, when the CIA and FBI said that Putin interfered with our 2016 election. His son has already said, Eric Trump, to a journalist, a golf journalist for a golf magazine. They're on a golf course, and Eric shut his mouth off and he goes, we get our money from Russia now. You know, the banks are hard on us because we went bankrupt six times. We get our money from Russia. You know, how many dots do you need to connect them? How many dots do you need to connect them? In the Navy, believe it or not, even with modern navigational systems, at sea we would shoot stars twice a day. Half an hour before dawn, half an hour after sunset. That's when the sky is perfect for it. You take the angle with an alidade to a couple of stars and you mark it on a chart, and you know exactly where you are, even if your navigation systems close down. We have 100 stars, all convening on one location. Donald Trump is supported and directed by Putin. He's compromised by the FSB, and he's been groomed. Pass that on. And let me tell you something else. Let me give you a little more information. There is credible suspicion, it's more than suspicion now, that Donald Trump passed information about Israel's Iron Dome defenses and other defenses to Sergei Lavrov. Sergei Lavrov is their foreign ambassador, and to Sergei Kislyak. Remember him? He was the ambassador of the United States when he had him in the White House and no Americans there. He's under scrutiny now for that after this Hamas attack. In May of 2017, he was found. He didn't deny it. He said he had a right to, quote, declassify it, to have passed sensitive information about the Islamic State plots with Sergei Lavrov and Sergei Kislyak. And he said at the time, I thought they should know when he was caught. There were no Americans around. There was no Secretary of State. There was no Secretary of Defense. It turns out that Iran, of course, is a client state of Russia. And Russia has passed all this kind of information on to Iran. Iran is the taproot. Iran is the manager of all the terrorist activity from Hezbollah and Gaza against Israel. Tom Hartman, who's a syndicated host on Civic Media, or he has been in the past, and I think he will again, and maybe he still is, he shared a Washington Post article on the air from 2017 that said this, quote, Hamas apparently knew how to get around Israel's Iron Dome, their Iron Dome defense. They learned that from Iran. Iran almost certainly got it from Russia. And who gave it to Russia? Sure looks like it was Donald Trump at the request of Putin, quote unquote. You know, enough's enough. We're going into a 2024 election. There are a lot of issues. The assault on our democracy, January 6th, constant lying about the last election, attempts by the Republican Party, they are in concert with Trump, to do what they can to damage the country and cause chaos. So people will think, well, it's partly Joe Biden's fault. We need somebody new. Trump hasn't been in for a while. Maybe we'll put him back in. That's what they want. But none of this is discussed as much as it should be. You can't have a Quisling. You can't have an undercover agent for Russia. And whether or not he's acting that way, because he's afraid of the disclosure of the tape. And you may say, well, why should he care about being in bed with a prostitute? He's done that all his life. Apparently, the activity that he engaged in is the kind of activity that the average person who has more vanilla tastes never dreamed of. So that's number one. And number two, he's been paid by them. Kevin McCarthy said he was paid by them. Kevin McCarthy said to Paul Ryan, and then he said in his caucus, he thought that Dana Rohrabacher and Donald Trump were being paid by Russia. It's on tape. McCarthy originally denied it until somebody played the tape and he walked away. If you have all this information, how can you even think of putting a Manchurian candidate into the presidency? How can they all kowtow to Trump even when they claim they're running against him? Nikki Haley the other day, who now is licking her little chops. By the way, Nikki Haley's running for vice president. She knows she's not going to beat Trump. So she says nice things about Trump. And the other day she was asked, do you think it's disqualifying that Donald Trump said that General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, should be put to death? And she said, no, not really. She will see anything. She will say anything. She simply wants to be a handmaid to the president and be vice president for the status. Utterly incompetent, but she's not alone. Except for Chris Christie, who's taken him on, and Asa Hutchinson, who didn't even make the last debate. The rest of them, one way or the other, are just auditioning for Trump jobs. Vice president, if they can, cabinet, who knows what else, federal judgeship, if they're lawyers. But where is the regard for our national interest in the Republican Party anymore? Where's the regard for our national interest? Donald Trump has a hearing in London on October 16, 5 days from now, about a report that says that he is controlled by the FSB, was groomed by Putin, and that Putin groomed him, supported him, and directs him. He's a Manchurian candidate. Where are you in the Republican Party? Why are you trying to knock out our ambassadors and our generals and admirals? We're going to do a quick call because we're close to the break, but go ahead. Northwoods Terry, you're first, my friend. You have about a minute. What's in your mind, Northwoods Terry?
Well, these anti-Biden stuff that I see, flags that say F Biden, a hat that says Buck Biden, another hat that says Joe and that hoe a gotta go. Matt, I plea with you. Where is the tipping point against all this mounting evidence that you're outlining today?
Thank you, Northwoods Terry, my friend. We're going to a break. That was an excellent, excellent call. And I'm going to repeat the question that Terry had. Where's it going? Where is the Republican Party? We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break. You're on the lines. I see you. Do not hang up.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, 39 degrees here in the overnight with light winds across the area. Plentiful sunshine working back into the forecast on Wednesday. Light east winds at the high 58. A few clouds Wednesday night. By Thursday, though, a chance for some afternoon rain. Currently 49 degrees.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
On FM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dick, what's in your mind today?
Well, there's a shout-out to Northwoods Terry on that. Couldn't agree more. Real quick, if Jim Jordan would become the Speaker of the House, question, he wants to do all these investigations of everybody, you know? He would have to subpoena them, correct? And then correct. You know what you do to Mr. Jordan? You go, ah, you subpoenaed me? That's a joke. You don't show up when you're subpoenaed. So, you know what? You know? Just treat him the same way.
Yeah, for everybody's information, Jim Jordan, Gymnasium Jim, G-Y-M Jordan, was subpoenaed by Congress in the January 6th committee, and he blew it off. Now, some of the others, you know, people like Steve Bannon and others, Navarro, they were criminally prosecuted, because you can be criminally prosecuted for that. If you blow off a subpoena, the correct thing is you call up and say, I can't make it, I'm sick or whatever, but you just blow it off. That's a felony, believe it or not. you don't just do that. You at least make a phone call and then eventually you got to go. There's a couple of things there though, Dick, that are going to slow him down. You were right that if he's the speaker, he says he's going to go after Fauci. He's going to keep going after Joe Biden. I think he'll go after Mark Milley. He's going to go after a lot of people. But the Supreme Court ruled in a case, and this was against Nancy Pelosi. She tried to subpoena somebody out of a committee. You can't subpoena somebody out of a committee. It's not enforceable. So if he wants a subpoena, it has to be approved by the entire House by 217 votes, a majority of the House. He's not going to get a single Democratic vote. And there's something like 18 Republicans in Democratic seats, unfortunately, that Biden won. That's why they're Democratic seats. And he'll lose at least 5 votes there, and he's not going to make 217. Right now, the House is 212 to 221. 221 Republicans, 212 Democrats. That only comes out to 433. That means there are 2 seats right now that are unoccupied, either because somebody resigned or died. So that's what it is. But the larger question, so if he does it out of a committee, you can say drop dead. If he doesn't do it out of committee, if he gets 217 votes, you got to show up just to save yourself. Now, there's a couple of other things here. What is the status of that? Because they're taking the position, the Republicans, that you can't have any kind of vote until there's a speaker pro tem, like this guy, Patrick Henry, a real piece of work from North Carolina. He's the acting speaker, so he can convene it in and out. But I don't see why you can't have a majority of people say, fine, as big a dud as he is, as big a doofus as he is, he can wave the magic wand and the gavel and all that good stuff and do it. But these people are so bound up in their own prestige and their secret society stuff that they're saying they can't do anything. Well, who's going to get it? Today, they're hearing from the Steve Scalise and Gymnasium Jim Juam Jordan. Steve Scalise is from Louisiana. He's the guy that got shot when that nut with the gun went in and tried to shoot a bunch of them. And he was pretty badly wounded. He's the number 2 guy right after Kevin McCarthy. He also has multiple myeloma. It's a cancer. He has cancer. Now, I think that that's one that you can recover from, but it's never good if you have cancer. It's never good if you have multiple myeloma. And it's also never good when you have a guy like that who says, I am David Duke without the baggage and attended a Ku Klux Klan meeting. If he's the speaker and he comes to Milwaukee next July, there will be street theater. There will be guys. And listen to me, those of you who know what I'm talking about, people in Klan outfits and people in with swastikas on their sleeve, goose stepping down Wisconsin Avenue with signs that say Steve Scalise. On the other hand, if Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan gets it, there will be people who will dress up like 17-year-old girls freaking down the street while a guy with a potato head that looks like him in slow motion tries to run after him, and there will be street theater. He is the principal congressional architect of the coup, of the overthrow, not just the January 6th coup, but all this business of trying to give fake elector stuff to Pence. Look, the fake electors in this state aren't being prosecuted. Why not? They're being prosecuted in Michigan and Atlanta. Trump's being prosecuted in Washington partly for that. Jack Smith easily could have put in Jim Jordan. Easily. He should be a co-defendant with Trump in Washington right now. But I respect Jack Smith a lot. He's an excellent prosecutor. And I think what he thought is, I want to get this trial going and I want it to be just Trump. I don't want it to lay till after the election. And if I start to junk it up with smaller fry, I'm not saying Jim Jordan's a small fry, but he's a smaller fry in this than Trump. So he did Trump. Actually, there's no reason why Fannie Willis, or there's no reason why Josh Call in this state couldn't indict Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan as part of a conspiracy. And not just the fake electors in this state, but Ron Johnson and Robin Voss for facilitating the meeting room, and Fitzgerald, the congressman, for facilitating the meeting room. Put it in front of a grand jury. What are we waiting for? What the heck are we waiting for? I do not think, quite frankly, that Jordan or Scalise can get it. They can't have a Ku Klux Klanner. They can't have a guy with male wrestlers. The 17-year-old girl, by the way, I misstated, that's Matt Gaetz, was accused of that. This guy's accused of knowing about the doctor assaulting male wrestlers, covering it up, and then crying on the phone. He did not do any of the nasty himself, but he covered up the nasty. But also, you can't have a guy who's one of the architects of the January 6th coup and the fake electors. That you just can't have it. Some people are pushing McCarthy again right now. I find it difficult to believe, but if he, at least he got in there, he put in a clean extension of the budget for only for 45 days. If he came to Hakeem Jeffries and said, I'll put it in for a year and I'll add Israel aid and Ukraine aid, I think you take it and you give him the votes he needs. He had 209 votes last time. All he needs is another 8 and get him 8 votes. Come to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers as always. And a very, very serious and tragic and horrible subject, which is the jihadist attack, the sadistic attack on Israel. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate. I'm signing off for today.
Why are Interscholastic Sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over.
over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.